Paper mills in Wisconsin are responsible for about 10% of the state's industrial energy consumption. Brent English of the Center for Technology Transfer says a lot of that energy is used by old, inefficient boilers that produce harmful emissions.
Some of the boilers have fuel costs in the millions of dollars per month range.
English says the new project is akin to taking a car into a mechanic who uses a computer to diagnose ways to make it run more efficiently. The plan is to use experts from the Pulp and Paper Research Institute of Canada to inspect the boilers and recommend ways to fine-tune or retrofit them.
What they'll do is come to Wisconsin and bring their technicians and bring their metering and monitoring equipment and study the boiler, look at how the air is flowing through the boiler, measure the combustion products, etc., and then make recommendations to the boiler operator on how to improve their processes.
English says in some cases, money will be saved by simply fine-tuning the boilers. In others, new equipment or retrofitting may be necessary. The center is offering $350,000 to mills that can't afford to buy new technology.
What we've done is developed a no-risk financing process where they can actually purchase the services, have the study done, and if there are no savings identified, they don't have to pay for the study.
The group Focus on Energy will pay a $10,000 rebate to the first five mills that do buy new energy-saving equipment. All of the money for the project comes from a fund financed by Wisconsin utility ratepayers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.